This episode is being recorded April 15th, 2025, right? Federal Income Tax Day. And it's also, quote unquote, Easter weekend. So I thought I would come on here and do a short holiday special and just talk about taxes in a kind of a high level and Easter and the infinite banking concept. And I had fun doing so. And I hope that you are spending a lot of time with your beautiful family and everyone as well. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Bank of Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery. And you know, today is April 14th, 2025, the day that we're recording this. And it also happens to be Easter weekend, because Passover was a couple of weeks ago. And so I thought I would talk about taxes, you know, Easter, and the infinite banking concept. So thanks for joining and listening. And so, you know, when you talk about taxes, quite often what comes to mind is sales tax, income tax, probably mainly the income tax. And, you know, as many of you know, the income tax as we know it today didn't start until 1913, when that godforsaken bill was passed that was previously determined. The income tax was previously determined to be unconstitutional, but they got it done in 1913. I believe it was the 16th Amendment. And so it is what it is. You know, the whole argument of like, oh, who's going to build the roads if we don't have taxes? You're un-American if you don't believe we should be taxed. And, you know, everybody has an opinion on taxes. The fact is, taxation is one of the greatest headwinds that we all face when it comes to, you know, financial prosperity. So I think it's important to kind of be aware of the taxes, how much you pay, when you pay. And so that's kind of what I'm going to, why I want to talk about it. You know, and I'm also, not to throw a carrot out there, but we're working on a deeper dive into taxation and the infinite banking concept and life insurance. And, you know, it's taken a minute to put all that together in my mind, how it should flow naturally and formatively and, you know, just systematically and methodically. So that'll be coming, and it'll be in the Learning Center. So sometime in the future, you know, go to the Learning Center and find it. I think it'll be worth your time. So talking about federal income tax, you know, beginning in 1913, and if you look at that, and I don't have it today, a 1040 form, 1913 1040 form, but I do know the first about $20,000 in income that you earned, there was no tax on that in 1913. And then it was 1% taxation between $20,000 and $50,000. And then it went up with the top tax bracket being 6%. And so most people, my point here, most is very low, right? You got a government has to get anything in the door, very low. And most people didn't have to pay taxes, income taxes. And then it's gone straight up from there. At one point in time, it got up to 91%, I believe in the 70s and the 80s potentially. But that'll be in the tax series, a little mini series on taxation, life insurance, and the infinite banking concept. But I mean, just think about that. It comes in at zero for most people, the tax bracket, the top tax bracket being at 5%, and what it has grown to today. You know, just with a quick search, and I've done this before, I'm sure many of you have done this, but you know, there's a list of over 100 taxes, over 100. It's not even it's a comprehensive list, but it's not a complete list of taxes. You know, we have the income tax, the alternative minimum tax, the self-employment tax, corporate tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, federal employment tax, fuel excise tax, all kinds of excise taxes, not to mention the tariffs. They're all in the news today. The tariff is nothing more than a tax. You know, and then all of the use taxes, gasoline tax, diesel tax. You know, it just goes on and on and on. Estate tax, gift tax, generation skipping tax. Oh, you think you're going to leave money tax-free to your grandchildren and great-grandchildren? Yeah, within certain limits, right? Then you have the state tax, franchise tax, the inventory tax, the ad valorem tax, city tax, county tax, road tax. you know, vehicle registration, all any kind of a fee is a tax, right? Call it what you want. All kinds of users, every go travel, the hotel tax, you know, the entertainment tax. It's just tax after tax after tax, capital gains tax. It's just on and on and on. Well, you know, when you total up all the taxation in a given society, typically they start, the societies start falling apart when you hit 65, 70% taxation. And I'm an optimist. I'm not saying that we're there, but we're getting pretty dang close. The point here is taxes are real, and I'm not talking about tax. You know, there's, I think that we should all pay our taxes, you know, because look, Uncle Guido is going to separate you from your property if you don't. So I don't think you should do anything nefarious or illegal, but I sure don't think that you should pay any more in tax than you owe. Right. So, who will build the roads? The same people that build the roads today, the very same people, they'll probably do it much more efficient and get it quicker, under budget, and potentially better. I don't know. That could be a, you know, a fallacy I have in my own mind. But the same people that build the roads today are gonna would continue to build the roads. And then too, if you think about that, along 1913, several bad things occurred. Several things that weren't necessarily good for us, the all-American people. One of them was a federal income tax, right? And then another one was a creation of the Federal Reserve. And was it ratified? I don't know, but it was done. You know, that's your, like, Christmas gift, December 23rd, 1913, when most of the senators and the congressmen were at home or on their way home, you know, for Christmas break. That thing passed. So the Federal Reserve Act, you know, so we could have a flexible, you know, money supply. Okay. So, and then the Austrians, they say, well, the creation of money is exactly what inflation is. All right. So, you know, if I can tie this together here, okay, if the Federal Reserve, all right, the federal government, I know it's not a government entity, it's a separate private corporation. I understand that. I have an idea of who, you know, the characters in the play are. But, you know, presented quasi-government entity, the Federal Reserve, if they can print all the money that they wish to, and they have a history of that, right? If you can print all of the money that you wish to, why in the world would they need the government, the same people, the crony capital, you know, the cabal, whatever you want to call them? Why would they need to take your money? They can print all that they need or want. That's a legitimate question. And I have come to understand and believe that the taxation is nothing but a societal social. It's a social control is what it is. Just don't pay your taxes. Uncle Guido shows up, separates you from your property. Oh, wait, which is by definition. Now, I know I'm getting a little philosophical here for me, my philosophy on taxes. It's theft of private property under the threat of force. That's exactly what it is. So, okay, you got to pay to play the game, right? You got to, you know, pay to have Uncle Guido not separate you from all of your hard-earned production. So that all being what it is, taxation is absolutely a headwind against all of us in the financial world. How many times do you want to pay taxes on the same dollars? How much in tax do you want to pay? You know, how much of your capital, your hard-earned money, do you want to keep? Yeah, and I'm going to talk about the infinite banking concept. Why? Because the tax treatment of life insurance, in addition to all the benefits of controlling your capital, this idea that Nelson discovered that you can become your own banker is worth a thorough investigation on your part. And I've got nothing but encouragement for you to investigate the idea of becoming your own banker. And you can do that in our learning center. Go to NNI, theinfinitebanking.org. There's lots of places and resources that are good that will help you. And I'll wrap up with the foundational work that, you know, if you've listened to me talk very long at all, you know, I talk about Nelson's works, becoming your own banker, building a warehouse of wealth, how privatized banking really works, the Banking with Life BBD, Nelson's 6.5-hour seminar given by himself, right? You have access to that. You can own the DVD or you can pay for digital access, and you should do that. But go to bankingwithlife.com and you can find out all the information there. And just to say, you know, the three things in Nelson, I got this from Nelson. I didn't create it, you know, come up with it. The three things that happened in 1913, you know, the 16th Amendment, right, income tax, Federal Reserve, and the 17th, I believe it was 17th Amendment, where senators were, previous to the 17th Amendment, were appointed by the state legislatures, right? So you had some kind of state control, you know, local control of who your senator was, but through the legislature of the state houses. And the 17th Amendment changed that to where they're now it's just open, you know, you vote openly. They're I think it's called direct election, as a matter of fact, the bill was the direct election of senators, you know. And so what does that really do? What was the effect of that, or the an effect of that? It consolidated further control in Washington, D.C. So it might not have been the best thing, but that's the way it is. So the other thing was the creation of the Federal Reserve. Three terrible things that happened in 1913, you know. Okay, now I'll talk about Easter. You know, this is Easter weekend. I've already celebrated Passover a couple of weeks ago. I know there's a difference. I'll put Easter in quotations. You know, and what is this? Springtime, right? Time of renewal, time to plant, time to sow, time to build things, time to get busy. You know, it's a season in life, right? And everything on this earth is cyclical. You know, we have these four seasons, and right after springtime is going to come summer. So whatever you're building, I say get to it. And if you're going to build the infinite banking concept, you want to build a system of policies that you can control the banking function and mitigate the taxation in your life. You know, these are all headwinds that we face: taxation, inflation, and lifestyle, three main headwinds, right? So if you look at inflation, I've already kind of mentioned that, it's just the expansion of the money supply, according to the Austrians, and I don't disagree with that. I don't think that's the only thing. I think there are other contributory factors of inflation, but how can you control that? I don't know the better way than, you know, becoming your own banker or Nelson Nash's work. And then I'm just saying it's seasonal. If it's in the springtime, you're in the beginning, or you're going to start, you know, that endeavor of even learning. You go through the learning process, you're going to start building a system. My encouragement is to do your education, do the proper vetting. You want a solid foundation, right? Why do you mention that, James? Because I know you can search, you type in a Google search, you know, infinite banking or infinite banking concepts or R. Nelson Nash or Banking with Life. And I'm not trying to elevate, you know, our channel up to the same stature as Nelson Nash. But all of these people that pay money, you know, for the keyword search to pop up first, I think that there's a proper place for that kind of material and a proper vetting, because most of them are exactly what not to do. To be able to spot the noise, it would help with the foundational works that I mentioned earlier. Nelson Nash discovered this idea. Nothing's changed in the life insurance industry that's made his concept any better. Nothing's changed. There's no guru out there that says or that can both feet on the ground, say, oh, yeah, we've made it better. No, 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 no. You should go to the foundational works, and you understand that. And it's not like this is overly complicated or esoteric, right? Now, it's counterintuitive. There's no question. It's the exact opposite of what you're told to do with your money, because nowhere in personal finance, retirement planning, all of the designation, CFA, CHFC, you know, the CPA, nowhere in conventional financial, personal planning, personal finance, does anyone ever talk about controlling the banking function? Nowhere. So go to the source. If you have a decent foundation in the source, you'll be able to spot the noise that you might want to avoid, to have a solid understanding of Nelson's work. And then you can, like, confidently identify the noise and why it's noise and sidestep it. So, and I really just want to be encouraging because it is springtime. The weather's good. The grass is green. You know, I'm Irish. I like green. Yes, I know. I'm Scott Irish. So, you know, that just means that I have a long memory and can hold a grudge is what I'm told. But it's beautiful. It's time of renewing and building and planting, you know, and all of that is work. You know, all of this vetting, all of this planting is work, right? And I know I had conversations with Nelson and relating it to farming. You know, it's like the work that I and many others do, you know, promoting the idea that you can become your own banker is akin to farming. You know, you got to chisel soil. You got to prepare the soil to accept the seed so you can have proper germination. And that's all in the springtime, right? The beginning of the planting season. Well, then along comes the summer, the weeds show up, the birds come up, the cares of this world, the noise, all of that, knock you off track if you're not paying attention, right? And I'm just saying it takes work too, to work through the summertime, get the weeds out, get the noise out, and stay on track. But then right after all that comes harvest, right? Oh, and then the wintertime, time for reflection. How can you do better? You know, all that kind of has its basis in Jim Rohn, The Seasons of Life, whom I've talked about many times. And I think he's, you know, worth listening to. Okay, so talked a little bit about taxation. Mentioned the idea that we're going to have a tax series on taxation, how it applies, you know, to life insurance, estate planning, gifting, and all that kind of stuff. And I think it'll be very informative. It's meant to be educational. So if you're practicing the infinite banking concept, I'm hoping to increase your understanding and knowledge and comfort level on what you're doing and how taxes will apply. Is it really tax-free? Right. Is the cash value really tax-free? You know, is the death benefit tax-free? In what circumstances? And when is it? When can it be taxable? Things like that. And so if we consider taxation, all of its forms, and, you know, inflation with the creation of the Federal Reserve, these headwinds and the cost of headwinds, or these headwinds, the lifestyle cost. You know, the infinite banking concept practiced, it doesn't even have to be perfect, can mitigate and reduce the effects of taxation and inflation. You know, these life insurance companies can't inflate, right? They just can't. The cash value goes up every day. Death benefit goes up every day. So I just want to be encouraging. It's springtime, you know, Easter, quote unquote, Passover was a couple of weeks ago. Time to build, time to renew. And you don't have any time to waste if you want to take control, real control of your money, right? And do something that is effective against the headwinds that we all face. So I really want to be encouraging. And so I hope you spend a lot of time with your family. Y'all all have fun and you enjoy each other's company. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.